And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm concluding our topic, Begin While They're Young. I'd like to begin today with a rather lengthy quote from Dr. Miller Upton, the president of Beloit College. The article is entitled, I'm for the Achiever, and it appeared in the Freeman magazine. Dr. Upton says, I've just about reached the end of my tolerance for the way our society now seems to have sympathetic concern only for the misfit, the pervert, the drug addict, the drifter, the chronic criminal, the underachiever. It seems to me we've lost touch with reality and become warped in our attachments. I feel it's time for someone to stand up and say, I'm for the upper dog. I'm for the achiever, the one who sets out to do something and does it, the one who recognizes the problem and opportunities at hand and endeavors to deal with them, the one who is successful at his immediate task because he's not worrying about someone else's failings, the one who doesn't consider it square to be constantly looking for more to do, who isn't always rationalizing why he shouldn't be doing what he's doing, the one, in short, who carries the work of his part of the world squarely on his shoulders. It is important to recognize that the quality of any society is directly related to the quality of the individuals who make it up. Therefore, let's stop referring naively to creating a great society. It's enough at this stage of our development to aspire to create a decent society. And to do so, our first task is to help each individual be decent unto himself and in his relationship with other individuals. We will never create a good society, much less a great one, until individual excellence and achievement are not only respected, but encouraged. That's why I'm for the upper dog, the achiever, the succeeder. So says Dr. Miller Upton, the president of Beloit College, in an article that appeared in the Freeman magazine. My concern today is pointing out to parents that this upper dog that Dr. Upton refers to, the achiever, the succeeder, will only be found among our children as we take time to establish the right kind of foundation in their lives while they're young. Professor Earl Schaefer, an authority on child development at the University of North Carolina, says, it's the home, not the school, that has the greatest effect on a child's academic achievement. He feels that the key to success lies in the child's total life experience with his parents in the early years before three. Dr. Burton White, director of Harvard University's preschool study, agrees with the position. He says, it's all over by age three. Kids can start to lose potential after their first birthday, and it's hard to turn them around after three. Other authorities say that the first 5 years are the most important, but basically, all of them agree it's the foundation that's laid during the first few years of life that determines the course of the child's life. Particularly is this true of spiritual matters. You cannot teach your child to obey the will of a heavenly father unless you teach him to obey his earthly father. You must lay this kind of a foundation during the early years if you hope to see your child walking in fellowship with the Lord in later years. Billy Sunday once said, the way to defeat the devil is to hit him over the head with a cradle. An old Russian proverb echoes that thought by pointing out that you can mold a child of two or three. At the age of five or six, we can bend them. At the age of seven or eight, we have to break them. After that, only the grave can correct a hunchback. Let's not have spiritual hunchbacks in our family. Let's begin now to train them for Christ.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.